Hello, it's Martine from iMake here. It's Tuesday, the 31st of December, 2013. The last day of 2013. It's terribly exciting. I like this time of year normally. It's a time for reflection and a time for planning. I love planning. Even if my plans don't always come to fruition, I still like the planning process. If you follow me on the blog, you'll see I've announced my New Year's resolutions. I only ever make crafty New Year's resolutions because they are the only ones that are any fun to carry out. The usual ones are quite dull, you know, lose weight, go to the gym more. Not interested in those. I want to enjoy fulfilling my list of resolutions. So, as I said, I put them on the blog, but just a quick recap. I want to rediscover my sock knitting mojo. I think it's coming back. I've started working on that already. Sewing is something I need to do more of. I carried this forward from last year's list. I think I may even cut out some fabric this afternoon. I have a pattern in mind for some kimono slippers. Watch this space. Next year I really want to get out 4 issues of iMake magazine. That's very much on my plan. If anyone's interested in pitching some articles for the mag, I'd be delighted to hear from you. As always, clearing out the craft room, going on a yarn diet. I have some beautiful yarn in my stash. I simply have to use it. In terms of organising the craft room, over the past couple of years, I've narrowed down the crafts that I enjoy. I don't sort of do 10, 20 crafts anymore. It's probably more like 6, I would say. I'll have to actually... I think I need to write some lists. I need to write that down. How many crafts do I actually do? But anywho, I have got some tools and things that I'm not using. And actually, I could probably sell them on eBay and put that money into, you know, enhancing my stash. No, I didn't say that. I want to really promote the snowflake crochet along this year. I'm really excited about it. It's a completely low maintenance project for people to get involved in. Doing a snowflake takes a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes. So minimal commitment. And it's really fun to make these little snowflakes. So I'll be pushing that and hopefully developing my crochet skills. And finally, a little bit more cross stitch. I love it. It's so relaxing. So that's my plan. I'd love to hear what your crafty New Year's resolutions are. Please let me know on the blog or on social media or by email. I'd love to hear from you. All that really remains to be said is thank you to everyone for supporting iMake over the year. The blog and podcast are nothing without readers commenting and listeners to the podcast, making contact and so on. You know, I wouldn't do it if it wasn't for you. Same can be said for everyone who's supported iMake magazine or purchased my knitting patterns or given me feedback on those. It's very much appreciated. Without you, I couldn't do it. So I'm looking forward to 2014, hopefully be a good year for iMake. I think it's going to be a good year for me personally. I'm feeling positive. And so I want to share the positivity and wish you all the best for 2014. Let's make it a good one. Happy New Year.